Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your names and your titles.
I am Mark Minnick, the director of Elf the Musical at Toby's Dinner Theater.
I'm Toby Orenstein, founder and artistic director of Toby's Dinner Theater.
And we are discussing Elf the Musical, which is going to be running now through August 22nd at Toby's Dinner Theater in Columbia, Maryland. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, you two.
The pleasure to be here always, Jason. Thank you.
All right.
Great way to spend the morning.
Yeah, right? So, you know what? We've all heard of Christmas in July, and that's basically what you have for us. I know it's still June, but it'll run through August. So explain the idea to do Elf the Musical in the heat of the summer.
Well, you want me to talk, Mark?
Sure.
We have a subscription, and in our subscription, we had many shows, and we had 7,000 subscription tickets sold, and Elf was one of them for Christmas during the COVID experience. So we decided to take all our shows and put them a year ahead and take Elf and make it Christmas in July so that our subscribers and others could get a chance to see it.
I love
celebrating the holiday season that we didn't get last year. So why not? Now we can, doors are opening, people are venturing out. Let's celebrate. Let's have some joy.
And it's very fun to do it in the summer.
I love the idea. And everyone loves Elf. It sounds like there was big demand for it last December. So there's no reason not to bring it back now that, you know, more folks are venturing out. I love it.
Jason, you should come out. Mark has done a phenomenal job. It looks like Broadway. It looks, and the cast is phenomenal.
Well, I can't wait to talk about every single aspect of this thing. Before we get to the set and everything, why don't you remind us the basic premise here? I mean, most people probably are familiar with it from the Will Ferrell movie, but give us the basic premise in case maybe some people forget.
Well, Jason, there are people that don't know because Toby did not know it. She has never seen the movie or the musical. So actually, her first time in 40-some years of never seeing a rehearsal or anything, she came blind to the opening night. And it was actually a treat to watch her and Hal enjoy the production and experience it for the first time. It was great. Well, it is.
Hang on a sec. But Mark, before you get to the premise, I got to talk to Toby about that. What was it like having your first experience at Toby's? This was your first encounter with this story.
I want to tell you, this is the first time ever in my life I have let someone else direct in my theater and not come to one rehearsal. So I was there completely with a clean slate. I was like a little kid watching it. It was wonderful. And I went back again this Sunday, and the audience must have had almost 100 kids in it. And they didn't move a muscle. And that was so exciting. They were just glued to the stage. And of course, the kids are in our theater. You're so close to the stage, you feel like you're living in the experience. So to me, I'm very excited about the whole thing. And Mark just did a fabulous, fabulous job.
So, Toby, do you plan on going back and watching the Will Ferrell movie now? Or is Toby's just so good that you've seen it all now?
I was there yesterday for the second time, and I'm planning on seeing it again and again. And I don't need to see it anywhere else because I really feel that I have seen what is just a magnificent program of honest acting and fabulous singing and dancing and just joyous pieces of theater.
Great. All right, Mark, hit us with the premise.
Okay. Well, it is based on the hit motion picture Elf that starred Will Ferrell. And that movie came out in 2003. And the musical premiered for the holiday season on Broadway at the Hirschfeld Theater in 2010. And it was one of the highest grossing musicals of the season that time. It follows the story of Buddy the Elf, who's a young orphan who crawls into Santa's bag by mistake, and he's transported back to the North Pole where he is raised by elves. Then he is made aware that he's a human being, and he begins his journey as he heads to New York City to find his dad. And along the way, he helps everybody remember or find out again the true meaning of Christmas.
great. The classic, it becomes that classic, what do you say, fish out of water type tale.
It's absolutely.
Really, who's our buddy?
Our buddy is one of our regulars, Jeffrey Schenkel. He brings such honesty and warmth and humor to this role. He was just recently Lord Farquaad. Over the years, we've seen him as Marius in Les Mis, as John Adams in 1776, Lord Farquaad. He does it all. You know, it's like the movie. In the wrong hands, the character of Buddy could grate on you after 5 minutes. But there's such pure innocence and heart and wonderment and care to the character. And Jeffrey brings that as well. And it's really lovely.
It is. It's
very, and very funny. I mean, everything that people are waiting for. Well, when we were sitting in the audience on opening night and again on Sunday, it's funny that they, of course, start to chuckle as they know their favorite lines are coming up. Like, you know, oh, my God, Santa, I know him. Smiling's my favorite. All the catchphrases from Elf are there. And again, it was just hearing them chuckle in anticipation for it and then laugh when it happens. It was really exciting.
It's fun to watch the audience.
Yeah, I bet there's people laughing and quoting it throughout the whole thing. All right, well, Toby mentioned it earlier that, you know, it looks like a Broadway production. You know, the visuals are so enchanting, and of course, probably a lot of Christmas theme colors and the like. So, describe exactly what the set and the costumes look like here.
Okay, well, when you walk in, well, we are doing Christmas in July in the summer. You know, just backtracking for a second, when we rescheduled this, Toby said, let's do it in the summer. It'll give everyone the holiday they really need and want. And I said, Toby, it is a Christmas show. It is so Christmas. She said, that's okay. The people will love it. So we said, well, then let's do it upright. So when you walk in the lobby, it's like Buddy stayed overnight and took care of our whole building. It is decked for the holidays. And the lighting is done by our Helen Hayes Award nominated lighting designer, David Hopkins, who just lights things brilliantly there. Our set and costumes are actually from the Broadway touring production. Now, we, of course, being an in the round theater in a smaller space, we also use some of the scenic elements from the tour, and we do our a lot of our own because, well, they just don't fit in the doors, or they're one-sided pieces and we need two-sided pieces. So David Hopkins has also designed the set, and Janine Sunday has coordinated all of the Broadway costumes. It is one splash of color after another. It's beautiful.
And a fabulous cast. Fabulous cast.
Awesome. Now, so that's sort of what we're going to see. What are we going to hear? You mentioned that it's obviously the movie version isn't a musical, but there was a hit musical made of it. So all those great songs are back. Run through a couple of your favorites.
Okay. Well, the score is by Matthew Sklar and Chad Beglin, and they wrote, they've written a lot, but most recently, people would probably know The Prom, which was on Broadway, but also premiered on Netflix as a motion picture recently. But their music is so catchy and touching, and it captures the wit and the charm of the film perfectly. There's a song called Happy All the Time about Buddy, and when he first appears, he's singing, and he sings Happy All the Time. There's a beautiful song between the mother and the son, who are figuring out if they still actually believe in Santa Claus and what they want, which is, you know, time with their dad, a little care. Sparkle, Jolly, Twinkle, Jingly is the big Act One Broadway spectacular. And then the story of Buddy the Elf is Act Two's big spectacular.
It's going to be so much fun for people to see all those songs. I love when they can do a Broadway adaptation and add so many fun songs, and you almost forget that they weren't in the original thing. They become woven into sort of the fabric of Elf.
Right. And we have a live orchestra, and Ross Rawlings is our musical director, and he himself is brilliant in making wonderful music and getting a choral sound that sounds like there's 50 people singing when there's only, what, Mark, 14 or 15?
Yeah, we have a cast of 14.
And right now, they sound fabulous.
Our theater, Jason, we are no longer under restrictions, but we are still seating a limited amount of people in the theater. It still feels full, but right now we have had about 100 or so less people than we typically see. Nice. We are back to our buffet service with precautions in place for that. And so far we have had 4 performances and the audiences have been appreciative. They've laughed. They've cheered. They have gone out of their way to find Toby on the way out to thank her for opening her doors and bringing back live theater. It's so necessary and it's so great to be back.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I was going to ask you about that. So you are back to the buffet. I know during the pandemic months here, you had gone to, you know, service. Dinner table yes. service. So remind us, speak to the buffet a little more, you know, what kind of food they can get and why, you know, are folks happy to have the buffet back?
I was very surprised. A lot of our regular customers said, please bring the buffet back. Please bring it back. Well, you know, what we do is we carve roast beef and we carve turkey and we have spare ribs and we have just a lot, all vegetables you'd want to think of, rice, potatoes, corn on the cob, fish. We have a tilapia fish. And then we serve salad and we serve ice cream and different cakes for dessert. And you have to wear gloves to go through the buffet. And so we're taking all those precautions. And it was requested by many of our customers, which really surprised me. I thought they would like the served dinner better, but they didn't. They love that buffet. And did I mention shrimp? We have a big shrimp section too. So that's something that they all love, and a great bar and frozen drinks for the kids that are this pink, beautiful drink. I think we do it right. We don't skimp, even during the pandemic when we had maybe 60 or 80 people. We did not skimp on food. We did not skimp on our shows, and everything was as first class as you could possibly make it. So I think people really appreciate it. And we had customers coming from New Jersey, from Pennsylvania. And I think what was happening was people were looking for something to do. And they found us. And I can't tell you how many said, we're going to be back. This is like a little Broadway right here with dinner at a reasonable price. And it's worth the ride. So it's been a very positive experience, wouldn't you say, Mark?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, there you heard it here first, folks. No, they don't skimp. No, shrimp, no skimp. Awesome.
You know, Jason, I like that. I'm going to use that as a saying. And I'll quote you, Jason.
There you go. There's a freebie for you.
Our show specialty drink that comes in the souvenir glass this show is the Cotton-Headed Ninny Muggins. And it sticks to the 4 main food groups of the elves: candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
I can't top that. That's the perfect place to leave it. Thanks so much for joining us. I always love talking with you both. Again, it's Elf the Musical running now through August 22nd at Toby's Dinner Theater in Columbia, Maryland. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a good year.
Thank you. And remember, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing Toby's is open for all to hear.
Toby's is open for all to hear. Awesome. Hey, thanks so much.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Jason.
We'll catch you later.